When we last left our heroes, we were discussing schach and specifically discussing the issue of using regular wood, something that's not makabel tumah, it's not a kli even. Remember, we discussed in the past arrows, do you remember that? Yeah. We said there's certain types of arrows that are the male arrows and the female arrows, and if we have an arrow that has some kind of base kibul, there's some sort of receptacle part to it, so then that could be considered a kli. And that would be a problem. So we're not even describing that. That already is an issue of tumah v'tahara. All we're discussing is a person that has a structure, and the ceiling of the structure is made out of wood. So what he wants to do is he wants to just use it for schach. Like, what's the problem? It's wood. So there we run into two problems. One problem is that, and we didn't really discuss this in detail, that's why I'm mentioning it now. One issue is that Rashi learns that when the Torah says you have to live in a sukkah, among the other issues that we discussed in the beginning of the year about being a temporary dwelling, why do I feel like we've become some sort of perimeter thing going on over here? What's happened? In addition to the idea that a sukkah has to be like a temporary structure, so also, it can't be the place that you normally live the rest of the year. And I don't think we usually think about it like that, right? I know somebody that has basically a room off to the side of their house. It really looks like one of the rooms of their house, but something like that, you know? Or it just doesn't have a room to rest, you know, whatever it is. I don't remember exactly how they work it out, but yeah, you know? So is that a problem? The answer is no. The only real issue is the schach. But if you're going to use your roof for a schach, what do you mean? Made out of wood, Rabbi. So apparently that is a psul de'oraisa. How you, as we say in Yiddish, how you teach that exactly? What exactly does that mean? That it's possible? That it's made out of wood? Like, what's the problem? So the answer is it has something to do with the fact that this wasn't made to give you shade from the sun. This was made to be your roof where you live the entire year. And that's too much. That's not a sukkah. It has to be a sukkah. So it's interesting, right? In other words, it's not like a... It's like, usually when you expect to find a halach in a sukkah, it's like a pasuk and a madayik this from that. Oh, it has to be like this and not like this. This is just like, what do you mean? Teres is a sukkah. You know what it's similar to? Guy comes over to you and he says, you see this fruit? How do you know it's not an esrog? Or, you know, this whole issue with grafting esrogim? This is a big deal, right? Everyone tries to make sure grafting esrogim. Everyone tries to make sure that they have a purebred esrog. They don't want it to be grafted with a lemon or, you know, a mixed breed of some sort. So how do you know if it's an esrog or not? Well, what do people call it? Is it an esrog? Not an esrog, you know? Is it an esrog? It's not an esrog. Like, what is it? What do people call it? You know? It's a lemon? It's an esrog. Well, how do you define it? So the answer is, what do you mean? Either is or it isn't. So here too. Is it a sukkah? Or it's not a sukkah? Well, if you look at it, and it's the person's roof, it's his house. Well, it's not a sukkah. Not a diuke in anything, it's just push and shot. Like, you have to have a sukkah. So Rashi learns that that's the psul of using a roof. If you want to use a roof that's already been made into a roof, well, then you got to change it. You got to take it apart. And then you got to put the wood back for the purpose of schach. Because it was put there originally for the purpose of a roof of a house. So that's what we're going to discuss in a minute. Well, how can you get rid of a roof and turn it into schach? The other issue is, because that's a problem, is there a gzeira d'rabbanan on using boards in general? And that was the machlokas we discussed yesterday. Certainly, if they're four tefachim wide, then everybody agrees, except maybe Rabbi Yehuda. Most people agree, I don't know. Then at least it's a possibility that is a gzeira. Even though you're putting boards down as schach, because they're the same type of boards that you use for a roof, and if it had been a roof, it would be pasul d'oraisa. So we make a gzeira, you're not allowed to use boards, because it's too easily confused with a roof. And according to Rav, Rabbi Yehuda holds, this is important, according to Rav, remember the machlokas Rav and Shmuel, that you have to keep in the back of your mind to do the next sugya. Rav held the machlokas is, do we make a gzeira, or do we not make a gzeira? According to Rabbi Meir, once a board is four tefachim wide, that's what people normally use for their roofs, so then you're not allowed to use a midrabanan, even if you put it there for schach, because it looks too much like a roof. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, nothing doing. We don't make the gzeira. We just don't make the gzeira. Yitzchak. Comes along Shmuel and says, I don't think that's what they're arguing about. Shmuel says, everyone agrees if it's four tefachim. Even Rabbi Yehuda would agree. If it's four tefachim, so then we make a gzeira. The only question is, if you make a gzeira and it's in between three and four, because that's not like your typical size that you use for a roof, so do we make the gzeira there too? And that's a machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. So there are two ways to look at the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. There's Rav's way of looking at it and Shmuel's way of looking at it. So do we have that sort of in our minds? Got to try to file that away a little bit. What we know on the books is that the Mishnah that we saw, it's on Yudalim and Aleph, that Mishnah said there's a machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda says, we are not gozer. Rabbi Meir says, we are gozer. Everyone agrees that you're not allowed to use an actual roof for a sukkah, but we're discussing a case where someone used boards for schach. Do we make a gzera or do we not make a gzera? Rav learns that the machlokis is, do we ever make a gzera? Rav learns, do we ever make a gzera? According to Rabbi Yehuda, we never make a gzera. So as long as you put the board down for schach, you are fine. And Rabbi Meir disagrees. According to Shmuel, no, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees there is a point that you make a gzera, namely a four tefach board. A four tefach board is a typical board used for a roof. Are you with me on that? That's what people typically made roofs out of back then. And therefore we make a gzera on that. The machlokas in the Mishnah is only over board that's between three and four tefach. That's the machlokas in the Mishnah. That's what Shmuel claims. So this machlokas in Rav and Shmuel is going to be important for us. We've got to try to keep that in the back of our mind. Are you ready? Okay, give your phones a get. And let's get to work. Mishnah says like this, tikra. What's a tikra? A roof, a ceiling. She'ain aleha ma'aziva. And it doesn't have the tar, cement, whatever you're going to put on top of your wood to protect it and make the rain go down. The covering that's going to passel your sukkah. All you have left on your ceiling is wood. Tikra she'ain aleha ma'aziva, a ceiling that doesn't have any pitch, tar, whatever it's going to be on top. It's just wood. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda holds, this is a machlokas to do what? Not to use it as is. It's a machlokas, what is necessary to fix it so that you can use it for a sukkah. So you can imagine this scenario, right? We'll come up, right, for the seminary girls out there, we'll come up with a scenario. So let's say you're going ahead and you're doing some sort of remodeling of your house, and it happens to be, it coincides with Sukkot, so it's perfect. They didn't finish the ceiling yet, so we have a roof that's just wood at this point, and we say to ourselves, this is amazing, this is great. I was going to redo my dining room anyway. Perfect, we'll leave the wood there, and instead of putting, we'll wait to finish it until after Sukkot, I'll just use it as my schach. After all, it's just a bunch of boards. It's just wood. Perfect. And then somebody comes to you and says, I learned in Shir, in Shiva, that that's a house. That's no good. It was put there, it was nailed in to be a house. That's a psul deraisa. So you have to do something to change it, to fix it. What do you have to do? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, it was a machlokas b'sul b'shamay. What you need to do. B'shamay Omer, B'shamay says, mefakbek v'noitel achas mi b'intayim. Mefakbek means you have to shake it. You have to lift it up and put it back down. Minaneya, we spoke about before. So here, mefakbek is that you have to pick it up, put it back down. Why? Why in the world would you have to do that? Do you remember? What did minaneya? What did that accomplish before? Do you remember? Thank you. Tasev elamina asui. What do you mean, tasev elamina asui? When the boards, when the schach, in quotation marks, was placed there, for what purpose was it placed there? Be a roof, to be a house. So it's puzzle. Can't use it. So you have to fix it. You can, because it's made out of wood. It's theoretically good. Unless there's a gzera. It's theoretically good. So all you have to do is take away the status of being a roof. How do you take away the status of being a roof? No problem. Pick it up, put it back down. Maybe nailed in, or maybe, you know, attached in some firm way. Okay. So you have to be a fact fake. You have to remove it. And you have to put it back down. But then Beishami says another thing. Mefak fake. V'noitel achas mi bintayim. How do you translate that? Noitel achas. Take one mi bein tayim, from between them. So every other board, you have to actually remove and replace it with good schach. So you're all saying to yourselves, well then what's the point in picking up the other ones and putting it back down? If the majority of the schach is kosher anyway, what do you need to play this game of picking it up and putting it back down for? If you have to remove every other one and put schach kosher there, I'm getting it. So the Gemara will ask that. Ubeisilo Emre, Beisilo says, Mefakpeik, Oy noitelachas min bentayim. You have your choice. Either you can pick every single one of them up, and then you can use them. Or you leave half of them attached, and every other one you detach and put it somewhere else, and replace it with schach kosher. Either way, it would work. Now, that's of course Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Well, we have to fill in one more detail here. Remember I mentioned to you, what's the size boards that most roofs are made out of? What's the how thick are, how wide are most of the boards? Four tefachim. So that, file that away. That's just a piece of information you know historically, that when the Mishnah was written, the war was taking place, the typical size of boards that made roofs were four tefachim wide. That's this whole discussion over the gzeirah and whether or not we're gzeirah. That's the whole discussion because the boards are four tefachim wide. Fine. So Beis Hillel is saying that either you remove every other one, okay, we got that, because then most of your schach is going to be, we discussed, I mentioned yesterday, 50-50, so you'll have to adjust it a little bit, but assuming it's mostly schach kosher, so then either you make most of your schach kosher, or you just use the boards. But in order to use the boards, you have to get rid of the tasa of alo mina asui, because it was made to be a house. So you have to pick them up, detach them, and put them back down. But aren't they four tefachim wide? So you'll say, so what? So I thought, we make a gzeira on that, don't we? You're not allowed to use four tefach wide boards because it's what you make roofs out of. So who says that? According to who? According to Shmuel. That's Rabbi Meir's opinion, according to Shmuel. According to Rav, what's the story? It's also Rabbi Meir's opinion. Right? So wait a minute. So who says it's... let's work with Rabbi Yehuda for a minute. That's my basic point is, we didn't see Rabbi Meir yet. The next line in the mission is, Rabbi Meir Omer, Noitel achas min bentayim, ve'eno mefakbeik. You have no choice but removing every other one. It doesn't help you to detach them and put them back down because they're four tefachim wide. But that's Rabbi Meir. But wait a minute. What were the opinions about Rabbi Yehuda? Rav and Shmuel. Rav held that Rabbi Yehuda's opinion was we're never gozer on boards. So the Mishnah is fine. But what did Shmuel say? Shmuel said that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, once it's four tefachim, you're not allowed to use it. The only machlokas is where? Between three and four. Yes? I want to make this visual. I'm just trying to figure out the best way to do it. According to Rav, you have Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir says that boards are no good, but are there any boards that are good? So there's a dividing line according to him. There's four and then less than four. That's all we care about. Once it hits four, no good. Less than four is good. That's how Rav learned Rabbi Meir, right? What about, how does Rav learn Rabbi Yehuda? There's just no such thing as board, right? That's it. There's nothing to talk about. There's no prohibition to use boards. What if those boards were originally attached to your roof? Okay, so then you're right. You'll have to do something about Tasev Elomina Asur. You detach them and put them back down. But the boards in and of themselves are fine. Now that's all within Rav. But Shmuel... How does he learn into opinion? So how does he learn Rabbi Meir? So in other words, according to Shmuel, once it hits four, everyone agrees it's no good. So we'll try to make this visual. So once it's four, it's no good. Between three and four, that's where they argue. And if it's less than three, so then it's fine.
No liberty holds that more than force is good, right?
Yeah, right? If it's four, it's fine. Four is no problem. Four is no problem.
Well, I thought you meant like, you can't use four to that a lot.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Rav learned from Yehuda to say we are never goes there on boards. Boards are fine. Even if they're 4 to 1.
You can always use boards.
Just use boards out here. As long as they weren't originally a roof. If they were originally a roof, you'll have to detach them. You know, and do something about Tasev Luminasui. So that's the background to all this. That's what we learned yesterday. So when you read this Mishnah for the first time, you say to yourself, wait a minute. If Rabbi Yehuda says that Beis Hillel, they say mefakbek o notel.
Well, mefakbek means you just detach it and you leave it there. But the typical roof is four tefach board. So obviously Shmuel's wrong. Are you with me on that? This works out according to Rav, according to Shmuel. I don't understand. We're talking about a roof. How could you just hack, right? You with me? Should I say it again? Pay attention to me for a second. Focus, we didn't get it. Focus. There's a machlokes Rav and Shmuel when Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir disagree. Our case is a case where Rabbi Yehuda claims, I had a problem. We were redoing remodeling the dining room and redoing the ceiling, and it was filled with all of these wooden planks and nothing on top of them, no cement, no tar, no nothing. So I wanted to know, can I use it for sukkahs? And I went and I asked Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel said, yeah, you can do it, but because when it was attached by the workmen, as my children like to say, when it was attached, it was a roof, so it is puzzle right now. But you have two options. Either you can remove every other one and put schach kasher there. Maybe that's annoying for you. So maybe the better option for you would be just detach all those planks, you know, lift them up, put them back down, and then you can use the boards. What? Okay, let me get this straight. So Beis Hillel says, I can use the boards that were put there for my roof, as long as I detach them and put them back down. Great! But they're four tefachim, because that's what they typically made roofs out of. So that means that Beis Hillel holds, you can use a four tefach board for schach. Done. Right? That's what Rabbi Yehuda said. Rabbi Yehuda, you can use a four tefach board. Rabbi Yehuda, you can't use a four tefach board. So this works according to Rav's understanding, but it doesn't seem to work according to Shmuel's understanding. You with me? So that's in the background of all of this. The Gemara will come back to that. So the Mishnah says, if you have this scenario where you have boards that were made for a roof, so you're going to have to do something about tasa velomino asui. And if you hold that you can use boards, then Beis Hillel says, then that's all you have to do. Beis Shammai, we got to figure out exactly what their opinion is. And Rabbi Meir comes along, and he seems to say nothing about Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. He just says, you have to remove every other one. There is no option of detaching them and putting them back down. We know that's because Rabbi Meir doesn't allow the use of boards. So that's what's in the background of all of this. But how can he ignore what Beis Hillel said? Unless he's claiming Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai never argued about it. Like, you're wrong about what Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai said. So he's actually saying, no. That's what you claim is machlokes Beis Shammai is not correct. So we'll see all of that as we go. So the Gemara says like this, Bishlama Beis Hillel. I'm at peace. I understand Beis Hillel's opinion. Tamayu, their reason why you can do either or. Either remove every other one, or take them all apart and leave them all there and use the boards, as long as you detach them. Mishum tasev elomino asui. Because the only real issue here is tasev elomino asui. It was originally made as a roof, so now you got to make sure that it's put there for the purpose of schach. Imefakbek, if you detach them, avid lemaise. So you did an action to put it down as schach. Good. Inoito achas min bentayim. If you remove every other one, avid b'maise. You also did a maise. And in any case, you're going to put down real kosher schach. Ella, but rather, Beis Shammai, my time are you? Why did Beis Shammai require that you do both? You have to lift every single board up and then replace every other one? How does that make any sense? If you already lifted every one of them up, it's kosher as it is. You don't need to remove every other one. What in the world? My time, what's the reason? If the problem is it was originally made for a house and it was made bipsul, so do either or. Leave every other one, the majority is chakasher, or lift them up, all of them, and put them back down, and then you got rid of tasvel v'nosui. Imishum zeiras tikra. If the problem is the gzeira on the board, that even after you pick it up and put it back down, it's still no good because they hold. There's a gzeira. You're not allowed to use boards. So bunota achas mibin tayim zagi. So then you take all away, eat every other one and replace it with schach kasher. So how do you work this out? Answers the Gemara, lo'olam really, mishum gzeiras tikra. They're accounting for the problem of boards. Even after you detach them, you still can't use them because of the gzeira. You're not allowed to use boards. V'hachiko amar, and this is what they're saying. Af al pishe mefakpeik, even though you detached them, inoitel achas mi bentayim in, if you remove one from in between two, meaning every other one, in, yes, it's good. Eloi, if not, loi, then it's no good. So this is not the way we would prefer to read a Mishnah, but the Gemara is stuck because it doesn't make any sense. So the Gemara says the way you have to read Beis Shammai is it doesn't really help you to be mefakpek. That's the bottom line. Because at the end of the day, you're left with boards. And boards are a problem. So you're going to have to remove every other one. So that's really what Beis Shammai is saying. Beis Shammai is saying if you were mefakpek, too bad. He didn't solve the problem because you still got a bunch of boards over there. You still got to remove every other one. And Beis Hillel disagrees. Beis Hillel says you can do either or. Yachi, if that's so, Ema Seifa. So how do you understand Rabbi Meir? Right, the Seifa means the end of the Mishnah. In our case, Rabbi Meir's comment. Once again, let me finish this. Rabbi Meir, Oimer, Nata Achaz Mimentayim. Rabbi Meir says you have to remove every other one of Aloi Yefakbeik. But you're obviously not allowed to just lift them up and put them back down. So let's think this through. According to the way we just read the Mishnah, Rabbi Huda says, in the name of Beis Shammai, it doesn't do you any good to pick them up and put them back down. You have to remove every other one. And Rabbi Meir comes along and says, it doesn't do you any good to pick them all up and put them back down. You got to replace every other one. Rabbi Meir, I know Beis Shammai. So Rabbi Meir and Beis Shammai are saying exactly the same thing. That doesn't fit. That doesn't make sense. Yeah.
So why don't you say that Beis Shammai says, why don't we just require them to take off everyone who just needs to?
That's what they're saying.
Is that what cover holds?
That's what they're saying. They're saying being mefakpek doesn't do any good.
Right.
That's what they're saying. Why did he present it in this way?
Yeah.
Maybe to respond to Beis Hillel, because Beis Hillel says it's either or, so they say, no, it doesn't help you to do that, you have to do both. But it's not really you have to do both. It's not true.
Right.
You just have to remove every other one. So it's a funny formulation. I agree with you. You have to figure out why it's formulated that way according to Beis Shammai. It's a good question. That's why the Gemara starts off assuming it's not the way to read it. But now we're stuck because now it comes out that Rabbi Meir is Beis Shammai. He's the same thing as Beis Shammai. So why does Rabbi Meir just say, I like Beis Shammai? The answer is he can't possibly hold like Beis Shammai. It doesn't make sense. He doesn't come from the line of Beis Shammai. He's not saying Beis Shammai. Something's wrong here. Hachli Kamar. No, this is what Rabbi Meir was saying. There was never a machlokes Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai about this. Everyone agrees that you're stuck because you've got boards. And even Beis Hillel held it's not going to do you any good to be mefakbeik. Everyone agrees you have to remove every other one. So don't tell me, Rabbi Huda, your business. It's just not true. Everyone agrees you have to remove every other one. And that's why he doesn't say, Beis Hillel says this, Beis Shammai says this. He holds everyone always historically agreed about this. Because there was a gzeira, you're not allowed to use boards. Wait a minute.
So he just tried to change Beis Hillel's?
What?
He basically just tried to change Beis Hillel's rationale.
No, he claims it's not true. Rabbi Huda just messed up history. You're historically wrong. That's just not true.
Okay.
They never argued about this. You heard they argued about this, you heard wrong. So then the Gemara said, wait a minute. Ma'ika mashmalan. So then, what is going on in this Mishnah then? According to that, Ma'ika mashmalan, what's the Mishnah teaching us? So before we read the next line, let's think about it through for a second. The Mishnah would be saying, Rabbi Yehuda holds, there's a machlokes between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel says there's no such thing as a gzeira on boards. And Beis Shammai says, There is such a thing as gzeira on boards. And Rabbi Meir says, everyone holds as gzeira on boards. And that's what the Mishnah is teaching us. Says the Gemara, my kamash melon, what are you telling me? Did Rabbi Meir is like gzeira stikra? Then Rabbi Meir holds there is historically a gzeira stikra? If Rabbi Yehuda less like gzeira stikra, Rabbi Yehuda holds there's no such thing as a gzeira stikra? But they already argued about this one time. This nan, as we learned in the Mishnah a page ago. Misachin bin Nisarim, Divi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds you can use boards for schach. Rabbi Meir Oser, Rabbi Meir says you can't use boards for schach. That's the previous Mishnah! And it's telling us exactly the same thing. Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's no gzeira on boards, and Rabbi Meir holds there is a gzeira on board. And you have two Mishnayos back to back, or maybe even one Mishnah, teaching you exactly the same thing. That can't be. So we're obviously wrong in the way we're reading this. So how do you read this Mishnah? Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Chiya Bar Abba said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Reisha bin Nisarim Mishupin Askinan. Reisha, meaning the first. Now, the way that the Gemara, I don't want to go too far on a limb here, but the bottom line is, you see from the Gemara that the Gemara calls the previous Mishnah the Reisha. It's not a problem, but people make a big deal out of things like this. And they say, oh, this is really one Mishnah. Doesn't really make a difference. Yes, it's one Mishnah. The previous Mishnah, what we call the previous Mishnah, and this Mishnah, which we're calling a second Mishnah, originally were all one Mishnah, are still one Mishnah. It doesn't make a difference. The point is that the two are back-to-back in the Masorah. They are back-to-back, and so the Gemara refers to it as a Reisha, and this Mishnah refers to it as a Seifa. That's, it's not like a, not a problem. You want to say the Gemara originally should be written differently? You want to say that they should be connected as Mishnayos? That's fine. It doesn't make a difference. It's paginated, however, it's paginated. But this is referred to as the Reisha. So again, so the Gemara says, how do you explain this previous Mishnah, which we're calling the Reisha, and this Mishnah now that we learned today about the roof, your dining room that didn't have a ma'aziva, a tar or whatever on top of it. Reisha, the previous Mishnah, b'nisarim mishupin askinan, is talking about boards that are sloped. So in other words, it's not a straight board like we're thinking about it. It's a sloped board. What is that? So what? Umishum gzeiras kalim nagu'uba. And the issue was what's called gzeiras kalim. What do you think that means, gzeiras kalim? That if you're utilizing a board that almost looks like it has a bowl shape, so it verges on a kli. So if we'll allow you to use these boards that are bent, that have the slope to it, people are going to think, oh, what's the difference between that and like a wooden kalim? You're allowed to use wooden kalim, and the wooden kalim are for sure makabel tumah, and now people are going to end up using wooden ladders and who knows what for schach, and it's going to pass the sukkah. So the previous Mishnah, even though the Mishnah said, mesachachin bin nisarim, which is just boards, it doesn't say, mesachachin bin nisarim mishupin, you can be mesachach, according to Rabbi Yehuda, with sloped or bent boards. It doesn't say that. But because we're stuck, we're going to what's called an ukimta. We're going to establish, that's bad English translation, but we're going to mitigate, or adjust. We'll adjust the definition of the boards that's a machlokas in the previous Mishnah, and we'll say that machlokas is over a specific type of board. What type of board? Boards that are bent, that are sloped, that are similar to kalim. Ula Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, the Amar Sechel Chabachitz and Zecharim Sheira Benekevas Psula. But wait a minute, says the Gemara. According to Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, we said before Sechel Chabachitz and Zecharim. If you use quote unquote male arrows for schach sheira, that's fine because there's no base kibul. B'nekevos, but if you use the female arrows, which do have a base kibul, even though that base kibul is supposed to be filled by the arrow, that's what we said, that was the chiddush before, but it does have a base kibul, psula, then it's no good for schach. Well, if there's a gzera that we're afraid people are going to use wooden kalim for schach, then there's no way you should allow anyone to use male arrows. Because how do you know the difference between one arrow and the next arrow? Unless you take it apart and you pay close attention. So for sure if we make a gzeira on wooden kalim that we're afraid of people using wooden kalim, for sure we would make a gzeira not allowed to use male arrows. And the fact that everyone allows male arrows shows you what? We don't make this gzeira. We don't make this gzeira. No one ever said there's a gzeira, you're not allowed to use male arrows because we're afraid you're going to use female arrows. So you see that that was not an agenda of Chazal. We don't have an agenda to make a gzeira on types of wood because we're afraid people are going to use wooden kalim. Hachanami lo nigzar nisari meshupin not to kalim. Here too, there should not be a gzeira of sloped boards because we're afraid people are going to end up using wooden kalim that are mekabel tumah. So that can't be the pshat in the first Mishnah. So we've rejected that possibility. We wanted to distinguish and say because the previous Mishnah is really talking about sloped boards which are too similar to kalim to make a gzeira on them. That was just a separate issue. Our Mishnah is discussing gzeiras tikra about whether or not we're gozer for boards. No, it doesn't work. Okay, so now how do we distinguish now? Back to square one. El al korchach, you have to say, right? Al korchach means against your will. Al korchach, we were forced to say, Resha, the previous Mishnah, pligi b'gzeiras tikra, v'seifa pligi b'gzeiras tikra. They're both arguing over the same issue of the gzeira, that it's too close, too similar to a roof. So what do you need a door two for? What? So what? That doesn't help us. What? V'if ligi tikra, sorry, v'if ligi b'tarte zimne. And we're arguing, they argue about it twice. What? Lama li seifa. Why do we need it to be repeated? Rabbi Yehuda, or Lamali, punctuate it like this. V'if ligu b'tarte zimne lamali. Why do we need to do that? Seifa, our Mishnah, the second, the last part of the Mishnah, meaning our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda, Dika Omar lay the Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda is basically having a conversation with Rabbi Meir. And he says to Rabbi Meir, Omai ka asrit ben nisarim, why did you prohibit boards? Mishum gzeiras tikra, because you hold there's a gzeira, you're not allowed to use the same type of boards that a person would use for a roof. Hai svara le beishamai hu. That rationale is only according to Beishamai. The islahu, then who has such a gzeira? Ubeisilel legazri. And Basila wasn't gozer on that. So in other words, you're right. It's the same achlokas as the previous Mishnah. What's happening in our Mishnah is, Rabbi Yehuda basically says to Rabbi Meir, you know this case of Tikra, Sheish, Elam, Aziva? That was a machlokas, Basila, Bishama. And Basila said that you can go ahead and use a regular roof. And even though a regular roof is four tevach boards, you see Basila had no problem with it. So obviously, there's no such thing as a Xeras Tikra. What are you talking about? And then what does Rabbi Meir respond? Remember, Rabbi Meir, no. Lo nechleku beishama beisilva. Davar zeh, you're just wrong. It was never a machlokas. So what the Gemara did was, it changed the two Mishnayos from teaching us a halacha. So this Mishnah really isn't teaching us a new halacha. There's no chiddush in the second Mishnah. So what's it doing here? It was a conversation between Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Huda was trying to prove his point to Rabbi Meir. And Rabbi Meir responded by saying, no, they never argued about that. Now, it's interesting, right? Because the Mishnah is not presented as a conversation. Sometimes the Mishnah does have a conversation on Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Meir, like you have that. So this Mishnah, okay, for some reason is presented as a halacha when it's really a conversation. Okay, so we've gotten out of the problem of two Mishnah teaching us the same thing. But now we're going to go back to the problem I pointed out to you originally. Ha nicha l'Rav. Great. All this now works out well according to Rav. To Amar Machlokas b'shiyesh b'hen arba'a, who holds that the Machlokas, Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Meir, is when the boards are four tefachim. The Rabbi Meir is like Zeiras Tikra, because Rabbi Meir holds where gozer on four tefach boards, because it's too similar to a house. Rabbi Huda less like Zeiras Tikra. Rabbi Huda holds there's no Zeira ever on boards. So that was this, right? Elo l'Shmuel, right? This is the point of the problem I raised to originally when we started, but according to Shmuel, nobody holds. You're allowed to use a four tefach board. Nobody, according to him. So what in the world's wrong here? How can Beis Hillel allow you to use a roof ever? That's a bomb kasha, no? They're only arguing between 3 and 4. Everyone agrees a 4 tefach board is no good. Seifa, but my pligi. The Seifa, what in the world are they arguing about? Wow, this is like, wow, like, this is like a nuclear bomb on Shmuel. It sure seems like, no? Gemara should have said like, tiyuf to the Shmuel. Gemara answers, ready? Bibitule tikra kamifligi. They're arguing over how to take away the name, the status of being a roof. Mar savar batla bahachi. One holds that you can take away the status of being a roof that way. Umar savar bahachi loy batla. And one holds that that's not good enough to remove the status of a roof. What? What? Did I miss something? How does that answer the question? How does that, can you figure this out? How does that answer the question? That's very cryptic, no? You're arguing over how to take away the status of a roof, but you still have a derabanan problem? Is that what it means? It means they argue over, can you take away the status of the roof, deraisa, but still you're left with the xeros tikra, so who cares? So, how does Rashi learn? So, 1, 2, 3 lines down in the wide lines. Rashi writes, "Bebitulei tikra, kloimar." In other words, Amar lecha Shmuel. Shmuel is going to defend himself. He's going to say to you, "La'olam, really? B'sheyesh b'hen arba." You're right. It's obviously talking about 4 tefach boards. V'lo ha'isa kan tikra mitchila. And there was not originally a roof here. V'achshav hubo l'sachech buhu l'shem sukkah. And he wants to use these 4 tefach boards for a sukkah. Afilu Rabbi Yehuda pasul. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can't do that, as Shmuel holds. D'gazrinan mishum tikra. Because we make a gzeira that we're afraid people are just going to use their roof. Because we don't want a person to just even end up sitting under the roof of his house. And say, what's the difference if they're already there? I put them for sukkahs. End of the day, it's all the same thing. And that would be puzzle because of tassel and osu. Because it's a house. Avahashta, the zu tikra hayasa. But this one, since it was a roof originally, and I want to do something to put it there for the purpose of sukkah. It proves that he knows that the Torah says tasev lo mina osui. What? So Rashi says this guy knows you're not allowed to use your roof. So what he wants to do is figure out a way to get out of the gzeira. Is there a way out of the gzeira? What do you mean, is a way out of the gzeira? How do you get out of the gzeira? The gzeira is 4 tefach boards, no good. Right? Isn't that the gzeira? So Shmuel argues. That's a machlokas. Pligi Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Meir. I'ikasu l'migzar mishum tikra oloi. If a person went to his roof, detached those 4 tefach boards, and put them back down, is that enough to get out of the gzeira? To put them down for the purpose of schach, originally, apparently, then we won't let him do it. But to dismantle a roof and then put them back down, maybe he's demonstrating that I know you can't use a regular roof board. So he puts them down for the purpose of schach, after destroying a roof. Does that get you out of the gzeira? Do you hear this? It's a little funny. To go ahead and just put down 4 tefach boards as schach, so it looks like he's making a roof. So you can't do that. But maybe, if you have a roof that's already made, and you dismantle it and put them back down, that's enough of an action to demonstrate that you know you can't use a roof. That's why I did this. And maybe that gets you out of the gzeiras tikra. That's what they're arguing about. So basically, what's the idea? And Mishami, Rabbi Meir said, no, absolutely not. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara. Interesting, right? It's very unusual. That a person can go ahead and do something that's so obvious to the public that he's not doing something that's Gzeira Jarabanan, and he can sort of like get out of it. Very, very unusual. But that's how Shmuel is forced to learn the Mishnah. All right, so we'll stop there for Gemara for today. So take like a 5-minute break and run halacha for a few minutes.